Watch, Mike Lindell, President Trump rebranded the Republican Party to the Common Sense Party. By Hannah Blow on March 3, 2020. Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO of MyPillow Incorporated, sat down for an exclusive interview with Breitbart News Daily at the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, on Saturday and spoke about his new book, his efforts to paint Minnesota Republican red, and President Trump rebranding the Republican Party as the Common Sense Party. Lindell briefly spoke about his memoir, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, which details his rise from addiction to entrepreneurial success. He hopes it will inspire others and help destroy addiction in this country, an effort he noted is also dear to the president's heart. I didn't think politics had anything to do with our daily lives, he said. I had never voted. Well, boy, I know now. Lindell now serves as chairman of the Minnesota Trump campaign, a state Trump narrowly lost in 2016. I'm telling you, in Minnesota, it's ground zero for this country, he told Breitbart News Washington political editor Matthew Boyle. He plans to hold individual mini-rallies across the state and tell his story in an effort to help others across the political aisle realize the common-sense solutions Trump has embraced. I'm going to go to these towns and do these mini-rallies where I bring everybody out. Democrats and Republicans, bring them out. I tell them my story. How I didn't know about politics, fitting in, and how it works in your daily lives, and how we have a president who is not only the best problem-solution person, but he also has a gift from God, he said. I'm going to get that word out because in Minnesota, like other places, the media blocks the real truth, he said, noting the power of taking his message directly to the people. The CEO stressed Trump's rebranding of the Republican Party, making it into the new party, the Common Sense Party. That's what I call it now, Lindell said, praising Trump for smashing political correctness and noting it is one of Trump's top achievements. He also doubted that the Democrat socialist vision will ever come to fruition. Even the Democratic Party knows how bad that is. So I don't believe it's going to come to that, because we have so many examples worldwide of, well, it didn't work, and how horrific is that? He said. Every success story in this country was because of capitalism. Everything we're doing. Look at my story. It couldn't be done, he continued. We have the greatest nation in the world, and we have. God gave us grace November 8, 2016, to get back to the common sense things that work here. Lindell wants others to realize the advantage they have, particularly with a common sense, solutions-based leader like Trump in office. He hopes his own American dream will be able to inspire others to reach their potential, and he aims to show voters, particularly those in Minnesota, the things Trump has done to make the American dream within reach of what was once dubbed the forgotten man again. I end up sitting next to the president in the White House. National TV is side by side, and my friends are all looking at TV going, what is this ex-crack addict sitting next to the president? And I'm going, only in America, and with God, all things are possible, he said. That's it.